Kansas City's temporary health levy passed in 2005 and provides about $15 million annually to help fund care for people without insurance. Michelle Fowler, a small business owner, was one of several patients who rallied at Truman Medical Center today for the kickoff of a campaign in support of renewing the levy. She told those attending she applied for health coverage several years ago, but was denied. She accumulated medical debt, took another job, but was still without coverage. So she turned to Northland Healthcare Access for medical assistance. That's one of the places that gets some funds from the temporary levy.
Most of the people in these programs, there's a misconception that these are people who are lazy, who don't work. I have two jobs. I work very hard. I love my company. I love my business. I love my clients and what I do. I help people in the community. But without being able to go see a doctor and find the care I needed, I would not be able to do everything that I do.
The levy is slated to expire next year. The city council has unanimously backed bringing it up for a 9-year renewal. That will go to a popular vote this April. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.